Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting a possible major Russian policy shift on Syria. President Vladimir Putin says his country is now supporting a leading Western-backed opposition group in joint operations with Syrian troops against Islamic State militants. At a meeting with his top defense ministry officials Friday, President Putin said for the first time Russia provided air cover, weapons, and supplies to the Free Syrian Army, which has long been fighting Syrian government forces. The United States says it cannot confirm the claim. U.S. State Department spokesman John Kirby.
It's unclear to us also whether these claims of support to the FSA are true. So I'm not in a position to validate the comments, except to say that, as we've said in the past, the vast majority of airstrikes conducted by Russian military aircraft are against opposition groups to Assad.
Spokesman Kirby says there's been no major change in Russian airstrikes in Syria and that opposition groups are still being hit. The Taliban claim responsibility for a car bombing and gunfire that struck a diplomatic neighborhood of Kabul Friday. Afghan police say at least two people were killed, including a Spanish policeman. Several other people were wounded. A nearby hospital run by an Italian charity reports it treated seven victims. A Taliban spokesman told VOA that a guest house was a target because it was being used for military activities and intelligence sharing. Gunmen in Burundi launched coordinated attacks on three military bases in the capital Bujumbura Friday, sparking gun battles that left at least 12 of the attackers dead. A Burundian army spokesman says five soldiers were wounded and 21 attackers captured. This is VOA News. Negotiators from more than 190 countries faced at least one more day in trying to reach a climate deal. The talks ran past their Friday deadline and shooting for a Saturday one. Lisa Bryant reports from Paris.
French Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius told reporters on Friday that negotiations were nearing the end of the road and that he was optimistic for an agreement. Fabius spoke alongside United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, who described the talks as extremely difficult.
This is not the moment of talking about national perspectives. Good global solution will help good local solution.
Much of Friday's negotiations took place behind closed doors. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
The conference is trying to put together a deal to slash greenhouse gas emissions, how much financial responsibility poorer nations should take on to do that, and what the stated long-term goal of the agreement should be. Authorities arrested two Syrian nationals in Geneva Friday when traces of explosives were found in their vehicle. Authorities in the Geneva region had been searching for four suspected jihadists with alleged ties to Islamic State, but police did not say whether Friday's arrests were connected to that search. At least seven civilians were killed Friday in a suicide attack in a part of Cameroon where Boko Haram militants are active. The French news agency says the attack occurred at a food stall in the town of Kolafata in northern Cameroon. Police in Ethiopia say a hand grenade was thrown at a mosque in the capital of Addis Ababa Friday, wounding at least six people. The explosion went off just after evening prayers at Anwar Mosque in a predominantly Muslim neighborhood. There's been no claim of responsibility. UN and international agencies are welcoming the arrival in Toronto, Canada, of a first group of Syrian refugees for settlement. The 163 Syrians are mainly from Aleppo and Damascus. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau greeted them upon arrival.
They walk out of this terminal as permanent residents of Canada with social insurance numbers, with health cards, and with an opportunity to become full Canadians.
25,000 Syrians are to be resettled in Canada by early next year. Pakistan fired a nuclear-capable missile Friday just 2 days after hosting a regional peace conference with arch-rival India. The military said the surface-to-surface ballistic missile has a range of more than 2,700 kilometers and can carry both nuclear and conventional warheads. The military did not disclose the location of the test, but the impact point was the Arabian Sea. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.